This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now, think how crazy that is. Last month, and a few weeks ago, they came up with articles of the Independent, you name it. ISIS has Stinger missiles from the U.S. But that's buried in the article. It says they made them themselves, but then you read the article. Now, that's when you know a government agent or minion wrote that. It's a cover story. It's a talking point. Oh, ISIS developed sophisticated new weaponry capable of shooting down passenger jets. And then they admit it's U.S. Stinger missiles they somehow got, but they fixed the batteries on them. Oh, Tosh, I tell you, is that not amazing, sir? Confirming what you said here over 3 years ago.
Well, yes, I believe it is amazing. And let me apologize for being a little bit nervous here. I'm getting into what they call some SAP stuff out of fusion centers out of the Pentagon. And I know this, and I'm going to qualify this and look straight into this camera and say, okay, what I'm talking about is above top secret. Hillary Clinton knows this. In fact, the dispatches and the emails that have since come out since I first mentioned this confirms what I just said. So this is SAP stuff, whatever you want to call it. It can be above top secret. It's not important how I get my information or who sends it to me. What I'm attempting to do here is point out to the general public and try to get people motivated to hold our elected officials accountable for these gun-running operations.
I understand. You got cut off, though, getting into the chain of events in Benghazi. A long segment's coming up in the next 3-4 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, so I devised those questions to simply get answers from officials, State Department, simple yes or no to those questions. And I'm not going to go into them all right now. They've been posted. Those questions were sent to our elected officials. They were sent to our congressmen and our senators. And the only thing in response that most of the people that sent those out to those people, the only thing they got back was letters asking for campaign contributions. Point two, where does the money go? All right, I'm not taking pop shots at Clinton. I'm not taking pop shots at anybody. I'm just trying to bring it all together, establish the record. Speaking fees, millions of dollars, missiles missing. Libya, all that kind of stuff. Where are our investigative reporters on mainstream media that will not ask those questions? Please forgive me, but
you're a humble man. You're totally on target. The point is, here's my bigger question: why would they want to give thousands of missiles, hundreds of really high tech ones we know, to Al-Qaeda/ISIS? Why would our own elite do that when they're going to end up getting the blame for it later?
The whole thing is based on money. We need to start wars, my opinion. We need to start the wars. We need to fund both sides of the
war. Sure, but our elite's really getting crazy when they start giving jihadis Stinger missiles.
They think that we, our general public, has been so desensitized that we don't give a crap about what they're doing. They are so arrogant up there in Washington, D.C. that they're not in touch with the general American citizen. So the point is this. We furnish weapons. We start the conflict. We furnish the weapons to both sides of the conflict, and we keep the strategy or keep the dissension going. We start it. We fund it. We send the guns. We take the money, and we take the money and put it back into campaign contributions or into special foundations. That's what needs to be investigated. That's what they are refusing to investigate. The 3-year record of me going on your program and other programs and posting on my Facebook page substantiates those charges or allegations or whatever you want.
And by the way, it's more than 3 years. It's right after Benghazi. You've been coming on ever since then. And I'm sorry about these breaks. Again, there's more at the end and start of an hour. We're going to come back with a long segment, sir, and let you really roll through all of this on the other side. But I want TV viewers and radio listeners to understand something. Just like they brought in millions of radical jihadis out of Syria, those were invaders into Syria. They lost, so they now were allowed to come through Turkey into Germany. And you say, well, then Merkel will get the blame or Hollande will get the blame when they shoot stuff and blow stuff up. No, they've declared martial law over there and are arresting patriots. They're declaring it treason to criticize Muslims today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Briefly, and then we're going back to Tosh Plumlee, a huge Benghazi and, of course, Fast and Furious whistleblower. Our investigative journalist, Kit Daniels, is in the control room there. We're going to cut to that camera and microphone here in a moment. Briefly, Kit, we've got new developments with some of the folks inside the compound, inside the federal building. We had one of them killed. The police shot him last night out there on the road. After shooting at their vehicle, a huge escalation. The feds are out of control. It's really a tragedy. But what's the latest developments, briefly?
Well, the situation's not over yet. What we're seeing is the preparations for another Waco-style siege. Like, even after all the arrests last night, there were still women, children, and other militiamen still in the compound, even though a couple of them fled. But there's still guys that are in the compound. They're using excavators to build preparations for a siege from the FBI and potentially ATF. And today they put out a video from the compound saying that that the media has been ordered to leave, and that means they're coming to kill us. They don't want to see that. They're going to murder all of us. The media are cowards. they're basically saying that they're preparing to go toe to toe with the feds in a shootout.
They're saying they're going to murder us, the media are cowards. We can put the story back on screen there. We're putting it up on Infowars.com where it shows the individual. Let's scroll back up to the top, guys.
Yeah, he's one of the militia guys. Berserk, quote.
Yeah, here's a headline from Raw Story. Berserk militant promises bloodbath as feds move in. This is a free-for-all Armageddon. I mean, this is just, and we warned these guys. We absolutely told them this was stupid. And then the media tries to spin it like we're in support of all this. So we're sending reporters to make sure that's on record and not the case. Anything else? And I'm going back to my guest.
Yeah, this isn't rhetoric. I mean, the police have already set up big perimeters, roadblocks, are only letting ranchers in that live in the area. No other traffic allowed, searching all vehicles. So this is definitely something we got to keep on.
All right, we'll stay on it at Infowars.com. There's also your latest article where doctors will just list you as not able to own a gun because they claim you're depressed. That's coming up at where Tosh Plumlee leaves us. Going back to Tosh Plumlee. Thank you, Kit Daniels. Back to Tosh Plumlee. Okay, we got about 10 minutes left here. We really appreciate you, sir. We'll put links to your Facebook up there so folks can read your 11 questions on Benghazi. As we went to break, we were pointing out they ordered to stand down. They told the Ambassador Stevens, you've had this from your NATO source, your U.S. Army source as well. It's all been confirmed now. It's all come out years later. What you said, what you put your life on the line, your reputation, your name, Mr. Plumlee, and we appreciate that. You say you're not a hero, but you are for not being a coward and doing the right thing, you know, for those that died there. And I think they've jumped the shark on this one. The military's so upset. The people know what happened. There's even Michael Bay movies, you know, telling the truth now. But they order a stand down. Stevens doesn't go along with it. So they go in. They order a stand down, but some other Navy SEAL sheep-dipped folks, they go and fight it. It goes on for 8 hours after that. Now it's known. It's an open secret. But still, those involved, those responsible, Hillary and others, Obama, are sitting there hoping we all just forget about it. Where do you see all of this going? And what are they planning to do when they bring in the migrants and they kill and rape and shoot and bomb? And then they start shooting planes down with Stinger missiles. They already blew up a Russian plane with a bomb. I mean, it's just how crazy are our elite to give Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda / ISIS?
Well, okay, let me back up here. I want to thank you for bringing that previous clip in about Oregon. I've been very familiar with that, and I've actually been talking to some of those people and counseling with them for the last 21 days. Again, thank you, Alex, for putting that clip
in. Sure, what's your view on that then, since you've been following
it? Well, my view is it was predictable. And I've told the people out there that it was predictable. I told them not to let the government provoke them to anger, to watch what they say and be careful how they present their facts to the federal government. I told them that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that they would be infiltrated by government agents for the sole purpose of provoking them to make them pull a weapon or threaten a federal agent or threaten a radical that's infiltrated their compound and put spreading dissension so that the federal government could use that dissension as a justification to launch what is getting ready to be launched against those people now. I don't know if I've summed that up. But you
summed it up perfectly. We've got to stop a new Waco. But last time it was children. This time it's the quote, white Y'all-Qaeda that George Soros wants for his clash of civilizations. It's just a disaster.
Also, it's set up as a diversion to keep our mind away from what's going on right now as far as this gun running situation.
That's right. It's diverting us right now from El Chapo, caught with guns, that Big Sis and Obama and Holder and Hillary sent to him, and Benghazi. It's working really well. So good job to the foundation operatives there in Oregon. You helped screw America over again, you trash.
This is a procedure. This is an M.O., this happened in Kent State, if you remember.
That's right. It's an M.O.
That's right. It's a method of operation. It is one of those things that I talk about. It's an operation. Sometimes it's launched. If it works, then it's taken off the shelf, put back out in the field after it's been tweaked and organized and modified to fit this particular day and age. And it's a procedure to destroy our freedom, ability of freedom. But I'm not going to get on a soapbox about that. The point is, those people out there are in a very precarious position. you can pretty well predict what's getting ready to happen. Again, I want to, we'll get back to Benghazi and the questions, but again, I want to thank you for covering that. The Voice of Idaho, the Voice of Idaho has been covering that. Michael is in position out there. Becky is following up on that. There's more information getting ready to break on this. I don't think the American people or anyone that is listening to this broadcast is really aware of what's getting ready to happen. This is a planned MO operation against those people, a diversion to take our mind away from the Fast and Furious situation.
That's right. They lured the Bundys out there, who are well-meaning people. They've been totally shut up. And that's what I'm saying. When you're an expert, I'm an expert. You've been, you know, inside the government since the 50s. I've studied it. I've been following it for 20 years. You see it. It's totally synthetic. It's made up. It's scripted. It's a disaster. And as usual, the Patriot, you know, grassroots folks walked right into it.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It was an ambush. That fits the MO that I was talking about. It fits the MO of infiltration into a particular group to spread dissension and to get some of these people. Sometimes they mean well, but they go to extremes. They don't present themselves, in my opinion, properly.
Sure. Well, I mean, we specifically have actually dealt with some of the operatives that are heavily involved, and I just, these poor people, I won't ever listen to me. It's, if I wore camo, they would. I just, you know, it's just so sad. And well, maybe Alex, next time they'll listen.
Alex, some of that stuff wearing camo is actually people that's dispatched by government sources, and I'm going to say it out straight out right to your camera, by government sources to infiltrate that in their camouflage, to be extremely radical, and to rile those people up by a process of illusionary warfare training programs.
Wow, you're so incredible. Tell them about illusionary warfare training.
Well, that's what it is. It's a modified technique that's been used since the 1950s. It's infiltrate in. If you can control the communications, you've won the war, or you've won the situation.
That's right. Usually the communications person that, quote, handles all communications for the group is who you look for.
We've had Mockingbird. That's an old CIA project. Now, let me qualify something here on CIA. There are people that is infiltrated within the CIA that are CIA, that some of the CIA do not even know it. So we have and I'm not talking about rogues.
CIA.
I'm talking about a shadow warriors, you know, not from the standpoint of shadow warriors on organizations and things like that. I'm talking about there is a shadow government out there that is working these programs. The program is designed to desensitize us to where we expect exactly what the hell we're getting.
That's right. Let's be clear. The big foundations, the big leftist foundations, run but have the national security clearances, the clandestine, dirty programs against the Patriots. And so a lot of times the local police, the FBI, even the CIA don't know. It's the foundations that are even above the agencies with their action program here in the United States.
All right, let me put it this way, too. You hit it right on the head, Alex. Okay. Also, there's gatekeepers assigned into these organizations, our agencies, that prevent good, honest people that work for those agencies from doing their job. They're called cleanup people. They are assigned specifically and appointed into positions, you know, in the Pentagon, in the CIA, and the DOJ, for the State Department. They are processed. Anybody that comes out and goes against the policy, the gatekeepers will make sure that their either career is ruined or they're transferred to another position.
Or there's lastly people like Tosh Plumlee and Colonel Schaefer and countless others, and Joe Biggs and you know, everybody from Ted Kennedy, Tim Kennedy, to you name it, who are patriots, who are resisting it and aware now because they're decompartmentalized and know the program, and that's the historic battle point we've gotten to. And these foundations better watch it. People are bold against you now because you're not as strong as you used to be. Go ahead.
Well, I've already been warned not to even be on this program right now. I mean, you know, hell, that goes with the territory. And I'm not, you know, I don't talk too much about that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what it is. That's the reason I'm out here going public here, is to protect my butt. I'm not out here waving a flag and all that kind of stuff. The point being is that we have gatekeepers that are assigned to infiltrate and appointed by whatever administration it is or whatever bureaucratic.
Sure, Glenn. I mean, Glenn Beck is an assigned gatekeeper. He admits he's hooked in with the government, and he literally takes the exact names of our shows and what we do, like Mystery Political Science Theater we're doing tomorrow night with the debate, and takes the exact name and then says it's his and I took it 3 years after I'd made it.
Well, CBS poached a story from Bill Conroy pertaining everything about Fast and Furious and the direct commercial sales program, put it out on the wire, tweaked it around, contaminated it, and put it out as their investigation. And there's an article done by Bill Conroy where CBS poached Bill Conroy's work in reference to the direct commercial sales program, which would have, at that point in time, which you forgot the articles, that point in time would have opened up everything we're talking about right now. So why was it stopped? Why was it diverted? Why was his investigation? What happened to Cimbada? What happened to Carl Quintero? What happened to Guzman? He was arrested and one time and he got out and went back, and now he's arrested again. And all this was around at the time. The first one was around the Mexican elections. And then also the Fast and Furious situation was also around one of our elections. And it was tampered with and it was put on ice. Like I say, not only one Border Patrol agent, but we have Zapata and some others that were, and there's a whole story there. My God, we could go for hours on the background of black operations and how they work and who is working them and how they come about.
Sure, I understand it's all compartmentalization. They keep good people from rising up, you know, anywhere above colonel. But let's expand on that. What percentage of people would you say, dead reckoning, in the federal government versus local are awake to what's going on? I know a lot of folks wake up and actually go, oh, I better join the dark side. I better, you know, beg to be Darth Vader. And then they get screwed over so much by the system itself. It's just so it's gotten so destructive, so evil, so dishonorable. They even screw their own people now. And studying stuff 50 years ago, they didn't do that as much back then. They seem to be getting nastier, but also stupider, more aggressive, more reckless.
People in government today are basically more concerned about their pensions and their careers than they are concerned about getting to the truth of a matter, exposing those that are working for their own private gains, exposing campaign contributions, which that is why these questions aren't asked. Why don't they ask the 11 Benghazi questions? Because if they ask Hillary Clinton and the State Department and John Kerry those questions, then that will open up a can of worms like we've never seen before, and it will drift out into every segment of our government.
I agree. So is there more of an awakening suddenly happening? Because we know government's been rotting. Is it starting to get a little bit better, or is it getting worse?
Alex, this has been a coup d'etat in American people going on for the last 50 years. I run guns into Cuba for Fidel Castro at the same time we were supporting Batista. In other words, Castro was fighting against Batista on our own American tanks, our own M1 rifles, and anything else that was high-impact weapons that was given to Batista, and at the same time, we were given Castro arms out of southern Florida. That was in 1957, 2 years before Castro came into power. I was one of the pilots that flew the guns in there. I come all the way up on the same type program, tweaked a little bit, modified, and put out and came up to be known as the Iran-Contra Affair. I flew C-130s into Israel with TOW missiles on board, before the great October surprise. There is a hell of a lineage here, but it's blocked. It's blocked by gatekeepers. I've been labeled as a conspiracy freak. I've been labeled as a JFK nut. I've been a character assassinator.
Well, I mean, that's what McCain says about you, because he knows you blew all those operations open inside Congress. But they know the public. Listen, we played a clip of the Democrat senator from Connecticut saying that military martial law bill is being passed to let the president do whatever he wants in America, anywhere in the world, anytime, in the ISIS authorization. It's unprecedented. Ron Paul calls it the biggest power grab ever. He calls it military martial law worldwide. No media will cover it up, and they got a troll operation going saying that's not a real video, and the senator didn't say it when it's on C-SPAN and on record, and you can read the bill. I mean, they've gone to a new level of disinfo. Well, they'll go out at high noon on a bright blue day and say there's no sun in the sky.
Well, that's all part of the program. The old Mockingbird program, something like that. Desensitize a situation, you win the battle. Control the communications. Do the illusionary warfare training. set up all kinds of deals, and then put strategic people in position in order to monitor to make sure the people that want to do their job don't get out of line. If they get out of line, they lose their pensions. If they get out of line, they have charges brought against them. If they run for an office, then they get a character assassinated. It's all a question in those days what someone did with their PP to determine where they're going to be a president or not be a president. Oh, he did something wrong. Oh, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, they always go after sex or a crooked toenail or something because they can't go after any real corruption because that feeds into everybody else.
That's right. So getting back to the, okay, let's get back because we go off in theory here. So, like, and as you know, Alex, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and you know, and I'm not saying you are either. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job as far as I'm concerned of trying to get factual things out to the American people.
Well, thank you, sir.
What the American people do with the factual things that you bring out and other, quote, whistleblowers bring out, we're not responsible for. All we can do is be journalists and investigative reporters and bring the facts to the American people and let those American people decide what they're going to do about it.
Sure.
Now, we happen to be in the day and age now where the American people don't have time to listen to the whistleblowers. They don't have time to get out here and study because they're too damn busy making a living and paying the bills and paying the freight to keep their families safe. So we are beginning, if not already, a failed state. Our political system is in shambles. We're failing as a country. In other words, we have no respect abroad and so on like that. Now I'm getting on a soapbox. I'm going to come off that soapbox, get right back down. Let's go to Benghazi. I asked on your program years ago, please come forward with me, you operatives out there, and come forward and tell your story to the American people. This was before the movie 13 Hours. Those brave men finally did come and had the opportunity, and they made a fine movie. I haven't seen the movie, and I doubt if I will see it.
Absolutely. And the Navy SEALs that survived went on Megyn Kelly, which shows, again, they should do like Trump didn't come here. They need to stop validating Fox that helped cover it up the whole time, along with CNN and everybody else. And I'm not in competition with Fox. I'm just sick and tired of people thinking the mainstream media still has any power. The only power it has now is to basically follow what real journalists are putting out and reporting on. But now they've come out and said Hillary's a liar. They heard the stand down with their own ears. And they need to be protected and defended, and people need to start getting punished at the top of this government, or there is no bottom to it. And as you said, we will be a completely failed state like North Korea or Mexico, and we are headed that way fast. Tosh Plumlee, thank you so much. Facebook.com/Robert-Plumlee.5. It's linked up on Infowars.com. We're going to tweet it out, or already did, on Twitter. And, sir, let's get you back up a lot sooner. We salute you, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Alex, and I appreciate the comments there. Thank you, sir.
Wow, what an amazing person. I mean, that guy's on record in congressional hearings, all certified, you know, flying guns directly to Fidel Castro under Eisenhower's orders. When they called him the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean, I'm not bashing Eisenhower, you know, but that's what was happening back then. And then just Iran-Contra and the tow missiles for the whole situation to Iran. And just, I mean, he's been there. And he's been validated and vindicated, so he still had his job till right after Benghazi when he retired. And came on this show to break it all down. We're going to go to break and come back briefly with Joel Skousen for the situation in Oregon. Look, they're going to try to turn it into a new Waco. They've killed him on the street, shot one of the other Bundys, and now they've got so-called militia people, whether they got angry or whether they're provocateurs running around saying, you know, it's Armageddon, get ready, we're going to fight to the death. This is perfect timing for Obama to come after the guns. Perfect timing for there to be a new Oklahoma City and blame the Second Amendment. We told you it was the season of that. We told you exactly what would happen. But you got the provocateurs telling them, don't listen to Joel Skousen and Alex Jones and Tosh Plumlee, the famous CIA operative. They don't know anything. No, we're going to have the war with the feds. This is it. I mean, folks, I told you the Hatari were run by feds. It came out 6 months later. I told you over and over again, it's an M.O. It's like, how do you know there's a new Coke commercial? Because it's a commercial. It's a handbook. You'd have to be a moron not to see it. The Bundys had good hearts. A great historical thing happened in Nevada, but the enemy then set them up, lured them in, let them in, got them all hyped up, and Now they want to have a Waco in there and demonize it. And the media says it's white Al-Qaeda. It's y'all-Qaeda to kick off Homeland Security against the gun owners. Wow, what great strategy from the Bundy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. Do you understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bullshit.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Shikari Jackson put that amazing piece together a few years ago. In the new James Bond movie, which is approved by MI6 on record, Ian Fleming, high-level MI6, of course, OSS before that, wrote those novels. But in the new one, the Quantum Group is actually the corporation over Spectre, and the character is a George Soros character who tried to crash the British pound, of course, famously. I mean, he literally is one of the main leaders of Spectre, along with Brzezinski and others. And their symbol, I've talked to folks that were high-level CIA, and they said, you know, the group that runs it all, and I was told this 20 years ago, we call it Hydra. And it's basically an octopus. And then you notice that's what it is with Spectre. I mean, it's real, folks. It's real. And it's just all in your face. Just like the new X-Files, they admit, is mainly based on myself and my research material integrated with a bunch of made-up alien stuff. Because they just revelation of the method. They just go, oh, look, it's entertainment. And it all becomes a big joke. We're going to go to Joel Skousen here. I appreciate coming on short notice just briefly. I'm going to send reporters out there. So pray for them. Support us. This could turn into a new Waco. I want to talk to a really smart guy, Joel Skousen, to see what he thinks we can do to try to stop this. Tosh Plumlee's trying to talk to the folks inside. That's a famous CIA contractor and black ops guy. I mean, super famous. Probably nobody's got more flights under their belt than he does. And he's been talking to him for 21 days saying, you're being set up. It's all artificial. Get out. Who is in control of your communications? That's who you got to watch. I mean, it's just, he's like, get out of there, get out of there, get out of there. They just can't listen because they're like, you're a man of the Lord. You're not going to leave, are you, Mr. Bundy? I'm not. It's for the Lord. You're going to be persecuted. It's going to be bad. But you're going to have to stay no matter what they say. All right, you're right. You're right. And so they're good men being deceived. Pray for them. I just hope this isn't a new Waco. I just wish the Patriots would listen to me. I've never steered you wrong. We've been up here trying to help people. I'm in this just like you are. And there are good people, but you've got to learn how the enemy operates. We're going to talk to Joel in a moment. Editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. But first, DNA Force is a true nutraceutical. Several of the compounds, like BioPQQ, are prescription in many countries. We had to go through a medical system with a medical doctor to even do the contract 3 years ago, as we buy it every few months. just one of the ingredients, the BioPQQ, that is true organic, not the synthetic that's still $45-$50 a bottle. It costs us upwards of $40, sometimes more, just for the BioPQQ that goes in our formulation. That we can actually tell you about the 175 clinical studies that are linked at InfoWarsLife.com. We can actually tell you what CoQ10, this particular organic type, does, and the 9 other powerful ingredients that synergistically work with it. Just try a bottle of it and see what it does for areas where you've got loss of feeling, nerve damage, cartilage, cells, mitochondrial problems. It's just amazing. It's simply amazing. We have a limited amount of it, but we're going to sell out of it. We put a new order in. Get more than 4 or 5 weeks. It is 25% off right now. And it's our flagship product. We got some products that are $9.95 and are super high quality. This is normally $139 discounted. It's $97 right now and upwards of $80 of product in each bottle. Think about that. Just the BioPQQ is $12,000 to $14,000 a kilo from the Japanese who make it right here in America. It's in Japan, they've been obsessed with it for 20 years. And, of course, they're the longest-lived people there are for a lot of other reasons. The point is, DNA Force is hardcore. Just the BioPQQ has the equivalent vitamin C delivery in the body. It's different, but it's basically the same. Read the science of 300 pounds of blueberries. You can't take, 20 caplets of vitamin C, like Linus Pauling said, not get diarrhea. You can't really overdose on it, but it can make you sick. BioPQQ, one pill, 300 pounds of blueberries. And Annie, it's wild. And this is what the elite take. But I remember about 5 years ago, my dad was going to medical doctors. He was going to people. He'd done some stuff at the Pentagon trying to get things fast-tracked, nutraceuticals, separately from working with me now. And he said, this is what you need to do. Because he goes, they're going to try to ban this here in the U.S. And he goes, or make a prescription. He goes, this is $300 to $600 for something. And so we made our own formula. And believe me, it's got the industry actually upset because people go to medical doctors and pay $300 for something like this, and ours is better. So InfoWarsLife.com, and we are discounting that massively right now because it's a major loss leader. We've got free shipping on orders over $50, and it helps fund our operation. And we just thank God for all the blessings of being able to develop such amazing products and be able to fund our operation to be independent. All right. Going now to Joel Skousen, a former Marine Corps officer of naval aviator from Vietnam era, of course, best-selling author, researcher, one of the preeminent experts in the world on secure homes, on strategic relocation. I made a film with him, and he has a big book available at InfoWarsStore.com that breaks all that down. And, of course, his uncle was Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist and started a lot of the libertarian constitutional movement you see by understanding why ultra-rich were funding communism. And so he joins us now. I don't like saying, see, I told you so. I got a sick feeling when I got a call last night from Joe Biggs at about 7:38 o'clock that they had just shot and killed one of them and were calling it a shootout. I had a suspicion it wasn't a shootout. The media ran the headlines it was a shootout even today. Oregon standoff, militiamen killed. And now we can put up the new headlines with militiamen on video cameras with guns screaming angrily. It's a bloodbath, an Armageddon, we're going to get you. You couldn't script it worse to start a civil war, to start a war on patriots, Obama rolling out against the guns. If Obama prays his little pillow at night, this is what he's praying for. And if this is successful, they'll then have attacks on federal buildings, provocateured or staged, to really go to the next phase of oppression. That's my view. We'll see what Joel Skousen says. He had a great plan for him to leave. The sheriff pretty much took our plan that we sussed out and came to them 2 days later and said, this is what you should do. And then that all changed. So this is now a disaster. Joel Skousen, do you concur with what I'm saying? What can you add to it? What you warned of is now unfolding.
Well, it certainly has, Alex. I predicted that this wouldn't end well and would end in, at a federal shootout. What is interesting to me, though, is how the feds allowed them. I think they lured them out of the refuge. Bundy and his group may have showed up at the community meeting last week unannounced, and it may have caught the feds off by surprise. But, to be in a standoff situation, though there was no direct armed confrontation, they were still armed and they were you know, claiming to defend that refuge. And then to drive out of there and expect not to be arrested was kind of interesting. The fact that they got away with it the first time allowed them to take on this meeting in John Day with this other public meeting and to address their cause. And obviously the feds had set them up so that they ambushed them on the way out there. They pulled them over, as you've reported, you know, in a car. And what is really interesting is the fact that it was clear that they intended to shoot these people, because rather than, you know, surround them, I mean, they had their hands out the car and they shot at them with their hands out the car. And that's why they took off the second time, or the first time, and tried to evade the shooting, end up crashing. And then with hands out of the car, they were being shot at again. So, you know, Finicum, who's a very mild-mannered, grandfatherly type, well-spoken Mormon. He's a good religious man. It's a shame that he's the one that got shot. I mean, this guy was taking the higher ground. He, you know, there's conflicting reports about what happened when he got out of the car, but clearly he was not armed. His hands were in the air. And it's true that he may have been fed up. You know, one of the witnesses in talking to Bundy's bodyguard said that he rushed the officers, but I don't think that's really what happened. What I think was, in his anger, saying, look, if you're going to kill me, then go ahead and shoot. And he was, you know, walking forward to them, basically baring his chest to them with his hands. But there's no justification for the police, the FBI, or whoever it was, to shoot him in the head when his hands are in the air. I don't care if you're walking towards him or even
absolutely. So it's going towards murder, leaning towards the fact that the feds have decided to try to provocateur something because they were able successfully because of plants, I think, Joel, to demonize the land rights movement there.
Well, it's clear that they didn't want a Waco in the sense of a siege. They could have besieged that refuge weeks earlier. They could have cut off all contact and they could have cut off any food supplies, but they didn't. I think what they really wanted to do is to portray that this was a shootout with the militia, which it was not a shootout. There was no guns fired from the car whatsoever. There was no guns raised to defend themselves, only hands out the window. And what's interesting here is that there are now six witnesses to this murder. And although there are going to be defendants in their own trials and things, we have six credible witnesses,
yes,
you know, that he was shot with his hands up.
The governors should order the state police to release their squad car videos. I don't expect the feds to, but if they don't instantly release these, it shows the six witnesses are telling the truth. Do you think it's a mishap by the whoever shot them, or do you think this is part of a larger plan?
This is part of a larger plan. They had to go in there trigger-happy, wanting to take these people down, and they did so. In fact, the fact that they peppered this car with bullets, with people's hands up, where they had to grasp around and find some kind of white flag. I mean, one way
they might have been planning to kill them all and set them up in a shootout.
You know, clearly when you shoot that many bullets into a car, you're intending to kill everybody in the car. And that's simply unwarranted. I don't care if there's weapons in the car. The point is,
I totally agree, Joel. You're a smart guy, and that's why we've got you here. What do you think the big picture is? You agree that they walked into a trap. What do we do now to get those people inside the refuge out who are running around saying they're going to fight to the end? I mean, this is deteriorating quickly. Do you agree?
Absolutely, and it's foolish to fight to the end. I mean, clearly they need to defuse this situation, as we have encouraged them to do from the very beginning, and live to fight another day. And what does that say is you need to figure out another Hammond, someone who's being oppressed by the BLM, who's got a clear case like the Bundys had on their ranch in Nevada.
Shouldn't they just leave now and go directly unarmed to the police department, get out and lay on the ground? Because I think if they've gone this far, they may kill more people that come out if they catch them out on the road somewhere.
Well, I only disagree in the sense that I don't think that the feds want to create another Waco there. They've already got a murder charge being aired about in the Internet, which is enlivening these things. And that may well have been why they shot one, to see if they can't throw the militia movement into a, you know, an armed conflict with the nation. I don't think it's going to go to civil war. I don't think it's going to get.
No, I agree it's not going to go to civil war, but it creates the narrative for the background for in the future to persecute the patriots.
Yes, it certainly does. And it makes it almost impossible now to do an Ammon Bundy style standoff, even in defense of someone like the Hammonds. When you go in armed and anything, now everyone's going to be primed to say, yeah, take them down, put the feds in. They're going to have to cover up this murder, though. And I think they will. I think they'll sequester the dash cam videos if there were any there. They won't allow them to be shown. They'll be sealed in court testimony. It will be their word against mine. And I'll predict they're going to let the federal authorities off scot-free. This will enliven the movement and enrage it. But I clearly don't think, because Bundy lost the high ground by staying too long, and it ended up poorly, it's going to enliven a certain portion of the movement. But I was afraid that there were some agent provocateurs there within the refuge. They seem to know everywhere about their planned movements to set up this trap going to John Day. In fact, the meeting may have been organized in order to lure them out again.
Joel Skousen, an editor of worldaffairsbrief.com, is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, who just joined us. The whole thing stinks to high heaven, Joel, and you look at what else is happening in the world. I want to come back from break and talk a little bit more about this, but I also want to get into this new war powers authorization. Just briefly going to break, I mean, you know, senators calling it worldwide declaration of military martial law.
Yeah, it's very, very serious. I'm not sure it's going to become law, but it's definitely dangerous as it's written.
Absolutely. I mean, it's got the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, pushing it. It's got a bunch of co-sponsors. It just shows the season we're in of rampant power grabbing. I also want to ask Joel Skousen, we're going to have some bam, bam, bam quick questions about Hillary Clinton. Rush Limbaugh's coming out saying, you know, she might kill Bernie Sanders. You've got all these other people coming out against her. I mean, are they about to get rid of her?
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
You can't make this up. The new political correct groups, the stories up on Infowars.com, have come out and said Martin Luther King wasn't inclusive enough. He wasn't politically correct enough. We've also got Sweden and places saying they're going to charge people with, what is it, sedition if they criticize radical Muslims. See, they're going to take our rights away in the name of, you know, making them feel at home and covering up statues in Rome when the Iranian religious dictator shows up. It's just crazy. And then we have all this political jockeying going along. Bernie Sanders being invited to the White House. Are they getting ready to slip him in? I thought it'd be Biden if they indict Hillary. I'm really seeing big guns come out and say bold things. As if the handcuffs have been taken off with Hillary. Now, she's got a lot of, you know, knows where the skeletons are buried, but the word is she's not too healthy, so maybe the wolves smell blood. Geopolitically, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, the editor, what are we facing right now? This is a gestalt with Hillary, election, Trump saying he won't be in the debate, things like that.
Well, I think Trump, first of all, made a very wise strategic move by evading the debate. It wasn't really the Megyn Kelly thing that he was evading. It was the Muslim trap that they had set up. They had two or three immigrants, one Muslim, one Hispanic, ready and primed to ask him embarrassing questions to try to focus on that issue. And they were setting up a major trap for him.
So. And now everybody will talk about him instead. He'll end up getting more viewers than the debate going everywhere else.
Absolutely. It's always a win-win situation. Trump's actually showing quite a bit of political finesse despite the way he speaks. I'm surprised that he is able to keep them churning. And
Well, he does dumb down his speech. I mean, he's super smart. I mean, he's doing that to be more populist. It's surprising.
Yeah, he did make a major error, I thought, when he talked about, yeah, I can deal with Pelosi, I can deal with Schumer, I can deal with McConnell and all these people, no problem at all. That's really not the kind of message that conservatives...
Sure, they can say that that means he's being establishment.
Yeah. Now, I don't think he is controlled by the establishment. I mean, he just simply can't stick to a script. Nobody who's controlled would act that way. But nevertheless, it's very clear when they trot out Ben Sasse, the very popular senator from Nebraska now, to take on the anti-Trump movement. He's going from campaign to campaign in Iowa, talking down Trump. And even the Washington Post is talking about perhaps running him as a dark horse. I think the establishment is desperately looking for someone to come up and take over the lead from Trump if they can destabilize or at least neutralize most of the other candidates. So, Jeff Renz has been touting Ben Sasse for a long time. I'm particularly not enthused. Anybody who comes out and becomes an attack dog and takes the place of Dick Cheney at a major GOP a meeting in New Hampshire isn't somebody who I can trust as a conservative.
Sure. The editor of the Financial Times of London, Bilderberg Group member at Davos, says the, quote, global super elite must stop Donald Trump at all costs, and they're all doubling down with money against him. And the word is Trump is really learning about the New World Order conspiracy and everything else. Little birdies told me that, Joel. I mean, he's got to really watch it if he's for real.
Yeah, he really does. But so far, the big story now is what to do with Hillary. Now, you know, I realize that you had on a guest who said that Hillary's going to threaten to, I guess it was Larry.
Larry Nichols.
Larry Nichols, yeah, who, you know, worked for the Clintons. He knows the Clintons well. But I don't think he understands really the globalist agenda, because if he thinks that anybody, even Hillary Clinton, can go and threaten those people with all the deep, dark secrets and stay alive, I think he's kidding himself. He doesn't understand the ruthlessness.
Stay there. We got to go to break 70 seconds. I think what he's saying is intramural in the governing minion class, this is a fight. But it's like, you know, the A team against the B team. But come back for 5 minutes, give us your take. Then Jakari Jackson's hosting the fourth hour because David Knight is deploying to Oregon and the new Waco that could be developing. We hope that's not the case. And I'll get more of Joel's take on angles he thinks we ought to report on from there, because this is really a mess. I just want to get those people out of there.